You know, and the irony of that is I went on to work with Michael Jackson as one of my first big gigs. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I was 5 years old.
Amazing.
Todd Richards of WBWC in Cleveland, Ohio, caught up with Sean Colvin and asked her what it's like hearing her own music on vinyl.
Everyone's excited about vinyl, and we're doing Vinylthon and that kind of thing. So what's your take on hearing your stuff on vinyl after all these years? Because I don't think that record was out on vinyl in the 90s when it came out back in 96.
No, it wasn't. Steady On was. That came out on vinyl initially. But that was a long time ago. I grew up putting the bladder on the turntable and sticking the needle down, and it's a warm, great sound. And it's not like I put a few small repairs vinyl edition on, you know, played it all the time, but it's just kind of a warm, nostalgic, wonderful, I don't know, occurrence, you know, that's loved again and appreciated. Not the record itself, although that's good too, but just the medium.
Is that in your future now that you're doing some of these releases on your own? I know Steady On was kind of under your own command and with the acoustic.
That came out in vinyl, yeah. The anniversary edition, yeah. That came out in vinyl too. Yeah, no, it's kind of what you do now.
Josh Ritter recently shared how he used to fall.
You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, the best of the 70s, 90s, 2000s, and today. But no 80s. No, I'm not going to do it. No 80s. WONY Oneonta. I'm pretty sure someone here plays the 80s. Do you know anyone?
Today's topic is one I believe we all think about. It pervades our pop culture and every so often boosts in relevance in the public discourse, if not just for a day, as new information and stories come out. The topic is aliens. Where does the public stand? It is important to note that due to COVID safety, my participants are rather limited, and therefore the group is made up of college students, both male and female identified, ranging from ages 18 to 21. Okay, so the question of the day is, do you believe in aliens? Why or why not?
You know, I think the term alien is very misconstrued. I do 100% believe that there are other life forms out there in the universe. Do I believe that they're the big scary green thing that comes and abducts people and probes them? No, but I guarantee at least 5 planets, or, you know, I guess anything in orbit around in our solar system has some form of at least bacteria living on it.
I do believe in aliens. People see things like UFOs. And if they are not real, then what are they looking at? What do they see? Also, people have stories of getting, like, abducted by aliens.
The universe is pretty much infinite for the most part, so there's got to be other life forms out there that, I mean, we may not know of it now because we don't have the technology to see it now, but definitely there are aliens out there somewhere, and they're going to find us.
I mean, I don't know about, like, aliens are just stuff that's not on pretty much Earth, but there's so many, like, different planets and, like, just the universe in general that I feel like there is some other life form.
Okay, yes, 100%. I love this question. First of all, the universe, real big, right? There's no way that there's nothing, right? I have no idea what level of intelligence or sentience it has, but there literally has to be something else out there. And I'm really holding out hope that there's something out there that can actually think so we can go be best friends with aliens.
The first question I would ask the alien is, what do they think of our civilization here on Earth?
This is a tough question. What do they do for fun?
How they survive, how, like the basic needs that they need in order to function, what cool-ass things they have there that maybe that's more advanced than us.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to invade our planet?
I'd probably cry, to be honest. I'd cry and probably, like, rethink what's going on in my life. And that would be like, what's up? How's it going? That's what I would ask it. I'll just act like it's normal human, you know?
So what have we learned? It would seem that the general belief in otherworldly life is a resounding yes. Thank you to my participants.
Brandon Martin.
Caitlin Rose McNamara.
Sarah Rose Descent.
William Ford.
And
Clayton Evan Davis.
This could not have been done without your help.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, October 19th, the Student Association is hosting a coping skills table at 2 p.m. in the Fitz Lobby. Stop by for some free stress balls, coloring sheets, and resource cards. Also on Thursday, the GSRC is hosting a sand art night in the Hunt Union Leather Stocking Room. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. On Friday, October 20th, there is a professional headshot event in Fine Arts Room 166. Get your headshot taken for only $5. On Saturday, October 21st, Club Odyssey is hosting Club Night at their Water Street location. For more information, see their Instagram. Also on Saturday, Activities Council is hosting a trip to Six Flags Fright Fest. Finally, on Sunday, October 22nd, WONY is hosting their second general body meeting in IRC 2 at 1 p.m. Every member and DJ of WONY must attend. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Yeah. minus 4 degrees, and I get what you say. I just really don't want to hear it right now. Can you shut up for like once in your life? Listen to me. I took your nice words of advice about how you think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney every other week.
strolling down the street just the other day. He looks like a no good tramp. I could hear the neighbors say, tired and shabby. His hair was such a mess. Last time he had a bath was anybody's guess. Nobody loves him, but everybody wants my dog. He walks kind of funny, sideways feet. He wants to start a fight with every other dog we meet. Now don't misunderstand me, I consider him a friend. I love him, he loves me, and I know he'll be.
In the club, we're all wony.
What?
In the club, we're all wony.
Huh?
In the club,
We're all WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh, right, right. Of some kind of elaborate scheme. Sometimes I feel I'm living inside somebody else's bad dream. If life's just a story that we're both living in, guys win. We're the bad guys win.
the sand, stuck at a stoplight. All I'm seeing is red, living a false life. Got so good at pretending. Please tell me who I am.
I was never meant to stay the same. Swear I went through every single stage. Took a while, but finally I can see. Suffering's the thing that sets you free. Life was close. Turning red to green. Past life got the best of me, but it all came back around. Took a little while, had to write it out. Oh yeah, I was never meant to stay the same. Swear I went through every single stage. Took a while, but finally I can see. Suffering's the thing that set me free. Life was close.
as you drifted off, just as I thought. It's become a chore for you to hold me. How can something so effortless become so hard? You'd say I'm being melodramatic. If I could just be chill, you wouldn't want to walk. If you don't want to look upon me with loving eyes, I promise, baby, I totally don't mind. I don't mind. And then I'll be leaving diamonds all over the floor. I swear I don't need anything, just hopelessly hung up on your love. Keep bleeding diamonds for you. Don't mind me bleeding all these diamonds for you. It's all fine, there's no need to worry, darling. It's such a nice dinner, hear me laugh, ha ha ha. But as I turn my back to do the dishes, one tiny tear escapes my heart.
City that dreams. Bring them birds to the sanctuaries in the valleys and streams. For the deep and the wide and the world's on its side. Time is running backwards, so is the bride. Bring them birds, St. Peter, where the fallen. Rush on now, on the wheel and the plow. And the sun is going down upon the sacred cow. Bring them bells, sweet mother, for the poor man's son. Bring them bells to the whirlwind, oh, that dying one. And the shepherd is asleep where the widows weep, and the mountains are filled with lost sheep. Bring in bells for the blind and the the dove, ring them bells for all of us who are left. Ring them bells for the chosen few who will judge the many when the game is through. Ring them bells for the time that flies, for the child that cries when the innocence dies. Ring them bells in Catherine Drill on the top of the room. Ring them from the fortress for strong, and they're breaking down the distance between right and wrong. I said they're breaking down the distance between right and wrong. I said they're breaking down the distance between right.
Breathing in the dark.
WONY Oneonta, we play all the hits from all the genres. Don't forget to keep it locked.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe, and I've got gas. Natural gas, that is. It comes to me through a series of pipes.